We begin the current daf, Mesechtes Menachos, daf Ayin Beis. We begin on the second line down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which although we had learnt in the previous Mishnah regarding the prohibition of not only eating chadash, the new grain, before the Korban Yom is brought, but there's also a prohibition of even doing ketzira, reaping the new grain before the ketzira Yom. However, our Mishnah describes certain exceptions and dispensations regarding times when one is allowed to do the ketzira of their grain before the Yom. As the Mishnah said, Kaitzin mepnei anatias, one is allowed to go ahead and reap the grain because of the saplings, the trees that are there in that field, or mepnei beis ha'avol, because of the house of mourning, or mepnei beis ha'medrash, because of the need for the students to sit there and learn for a study hall. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason? Whereas Rashi explains, the Gemara's question is going specifically on the mourning and on the students learning in the beis ha'medrash. Because regarding the first halacha that we quoted from our Mishnah regarding the cutting of the grain that's near the trees, that actually we learned out is from a different reason. That's because what the Gemara says elsewhere, Mimokim she'i atamevi atakaitzer, where you're not going to bring the omer from, you're allowed to reap over there, and from a base of Elon where there's a tree planted over there, one doesn't bring the omer, as the Gemara says later on, the Pehem and Aleph. Or according to the other interpretation, however, as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, that the reason of reaping by where there's a tree is because actually the Isser of Klayim, so that you shouldn't have prohibited mixtures growing together, then Rashi says actually then the Gemara's question would also be going on the Tees too, because as we're going to see, then they all have the commonality of the element of mitzvah purpose, which not to have Klayim is a mitzvah purpose of reaping. So the Gemara says, so what's the reason? Because Ketzircha Mamarachman of the Tyrin by Yikrich of Gimel says, Rashis Ketzirchim. Where's the prohibition learned out from Ketzira before Ketzira Saima? Because it says the first of your reaping has to be for that of the Eimer. Now it's for Ketzirchem that the Torah is telling you that has to be first. But V'lei Ketzir Mitzvah, it's only your reaping for your own purposeful needs. But for that of a mitzvah purpose, like for studying Torah or for giving the bracha for the mourners, or for not to have klayim, or let's say according to that interpretation, that wasn't prohibited before the Ketzir Saima. Now, however, the Mishnah said, although there is this dispensation, there's this permissibility regarding doing these certain ketziris before ketziris omer, but the Mishnah says, v'leyasek kriches, but don't tie them into bundles, ava manichim tzvasim, you can leave them in bundles, but don't tie them. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because the kama the efsha, as much as possible, later chin, and we're not going to go ahead and put in the effort to do as the normal way it is before the omer, but rather we're going to want to deviate a little bit like Rabbeinu Gershom says, and therefore, although we're allowed to cut it, but don't go ahead and tie it into the bundles. Now, the Mishnah continued, it says, mitzvah sa'im, the mitzvah of bringing this barley offering on the 6th of Nisan, is lehevi min hakama, is actually to bring it from the standing grain. It should all be done lishma, even the reaping should be done for the purpose and utility of the omer sacrifice. And etc. It says other halachas also regarding that initially we desire in the function of the carbon omer. So the Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates on these halachas. Turn them on within the brisa. The pasuk says, in Vayikra, Perek Bey's Pasuk Yudalad says, Vim takriv minchas bikurum, that when you're going to go ahead and bring this first flour offering, which is that of the minchas ha'imer, so the Gemara asks, the Bryce asks, Matam ha'imer, what exactly is the Pasuk teaching by saying these words? The Pasuk says at the end, takriv minchas bikurecha, that you're going to bring the first of your barley offering, which is the first flour offering. So these are the same words. What's the utility of saying Vim takriv minchas bikurum? Says the Bryce, for the following reason. The fisher mitzvah sa'imer lahavim in hakama, because there is an ideally the mitzvah is to bring the barley offering from the standing grain, like the pasuk says chermesh bekama, when you're going to start putting the sickle to the standing grain. So it says that it should be for the lishma even when you're taking from the standing grain. Minayin shem leimatzim in hakama yavim in ha'omrim. So then that's what the pasuk is teaching. How do you know? Let's say you don't find from the standing grain because everything was already reaped. That then you should still bring it from the bundles, the minchas ha'omer. Tamalema takav, that's what the word takav is teaching, that whatever the situation is, one should go ahead and be makriv, this minchas bikurim, even though it's not menakama. So those extra words is a ribui. Tavach, another interpretation. Continuing in some of the other halachas that we said in the mitzvah, in the Mishnah, that the mitzvah is that should be ideally done by the omer. Why does it say takriv? Because ideally the mitzvah is to bring it from the moist grain, like it says caramel, which could be read rach and mol. And that's what the pasuk is teaching us. How do you know if you don't find from the moist, you bring from the dry? That's what the extra word takriv in the beginning of the pasuk is teaching us. Davach, or another interpretation, takriv, is lafisha mitzvah liktzer balayla. The mitzvah ideally is to do the ketzira at the night time. As we said in the beginning of the parag, you won't find a complete 7 weeks, which it's supposed to be from the omer till shavuos, unless if you start counting, which is from the ketzira at the night time. How do you know, however, if the reaping was done during the daytime, meaning the next day, that it's going to be kosher? That's what we learn now from the word takrif. And also, Shabbos, how do you know that these procedures that have malachas to them even override the Isra of Shabbos? That's what the word takrif is teaching us, which tells us, takrif kolshu, that you sacrifice it, whatever the situation is, even if it's from the bundles, not from the standing grain. Takrif mikol makim, that you sacrifice it even from any place, even if it's far from Yerushalayim, even though it's supposed to be moist from close to Yerushalayim. And takrif afilu b'Shabbos, that you should bring it and sacrifice this mincha even if it's on Shabbos. And takrif afilu b'tumah, and you should sacrifice it even if it's in a state of impurity, which generally one's not allowed to do, avoid in a state of impurity. But for this carbon sibur of the minchas ha'imer, takrif is teaching us that it's done even in a state of impurity. Now the Mishnah continued and said, niktza b'yem kasher. So although we said, as we quoted, that ideally it should be by standing grain, it should be by nighttime, but if it's reaped during the daytime, it's going to be kasher. So on that, the Gemara has a contradiction, v'atnan. But we learn the Mishnah Masechet Megillah that seems to say not like that. The Mishnah says, kol ha'layla kasher l'ktziras ha'omer. The entire night is valid for the procedure of reaping the omer, which is the night beginning the 16th of Nisan. And u'lahaktech lav me'varmer, also the whole entire night is valid for the limbs and the fats of the karbanis, which were consumed from the mizbeach. If they fall off, the whole entire night you put it back on, because the whole night has that mitzvah. Zahaklal, this is the rule. Davar shemitzvah in the girsa is by yom. Something that the mitzvah is by daytime. For example, the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood of a carbon. The pasuk of Mayukar Zayin says by yom tzavayis b'nei Yisrael, which has to be during the daytime. Then kasher kalayim. That mitzvah of the karbanas of slaughtering and throwing the blood is valid the whole entire day. Davar shemitzvah by laila. Something that's mitzvah is by nighttime. Kasher kalayla is also valid the whole entire night. Like we said regarding the ketziris ha'imer and the hektach lav meivah. Now that infers the Gemara Katani Laila Dum Diyam. So it seems to making equivalency between the halachas that apply during the daytime, that's the whole day, and those that apply during the nighttime. So therefore the comparison goes madayim, just like those mitzvahs that are during the daytime. But Laila Loi are not valid during the nighttime because kachim, karbanas that was slaughtered at nighttime, are possible, like the Gemara says, in needed of Memam and Aleph, as we've mentioned many times in Svachim, Zeis Hi Ha'ayla, which are exclusionary terms, and one of them is to exclude if, let's say, it was slaughtered at nighttime, it's going to be invalid. So then we should say after Laila, also then those mitzvahs which apply at nighttime, like we said, the Ketziras Ha'imer, but Yom Nami Loi are also not going to be valid if it's done during the daytime. That contradicts our Mishnah that said that if it was Niktzer B'Yom, it's going to be kasher. Some rabbi says, look, it's not difficulty, because it's actually machlekes. Ha Rebbe, the town of our Mishnah is Rebbe. V'ha Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, the town of Mishnah Masechet Megillah is Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. The town of learned this machlekes. Let's say the Kohen was standing and was sacrificing, getting ready to burn the Minchas Ha'omer, and it became tummy. So, says the first opinion, if there's another one, meaning if you can get another Minchas Ha'omer, this barley, even if it's attached to the ground, so they tell him, to the Kohen who's doing the Avodah, go bring another one in its place, meaning go weep it, grind it, and do this all today, during the daytime, when we're about to do the Haktaras Ha'omer, but it got tummy, go bring a new one. Vimla, but if there's nothing available, so then they tell him, look, have a pekech v'shtek, be smart and be quiet. Don't let people know that it's tummy, because although it's valid, because it's a carbon tzibur, and as we brought before with makriv, but we don't want people to say that, oh, look, he's sacrificing a mincha that became tummy, and they're going to think even if it's an individual's, which is not valid in tummy. So as not to have people get confused, don't, you're allowed to bring it, just be quiet, don't let it be known. That's Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, he says, no, benkach or benkach, even if there is available or if it is not available, they tell him, look, be smart and be quiet. Just go ahead and sacrifice it. Shekol ha'omer shenikter shelo mitzvah. It's possible because any omer which was reaped not according to its mitzvah is possible. And the mitzvah of the ketzira is to be at nighttime, not during the daytime. So therefore, always be quiet, just bring it, because we're not going to be able to reap it out anyway. It's not going to be valid. And the carbon saber is valid, even if it's tummy. Now, so therefore, that resolves the contradiction. Our Mishnah that we said that if Niktza B'Yom is kosher is going like Rebbe, who said, look, if there's another one available in a situation of Tahara that you go reap and do all that avoid now, then bring it. So you see, he holds Niktza B'Yom is kosher. But the Mishnah Megillah that says Pasul is like Rebbe Elazar Shimon, who says, look, you can bring it now, it's too late, you can't do Ketzir B'Yayim, and therefore bring it anyway in the state of Tumah, no matter what the situation is. Now, on this Amar Rabbi Bachan Amar Biechan, he says, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who he just quoted, that he says that it's possible the Katsiris HaEmer, if it's done during the daytime, Beshitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shal Aviv Amra, because he's going like the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who was the teacher of his father. Because Rabbi Shimon was one of the students of Rabbi Kiva, as the Gemara says, Nivamas HaMachabez HaMabez, that the world was desolate until Rabbi Kiva came, and he had his students, those few students that he had in the south, and they taught him, and Rabbi Shimon was one of them. What opinion is this that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is going like Rabbi Kiva? So it's not like learning the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Klalam Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said a general rule, which is said in the context of the laws of Mila of circumcision in Per Rabbi Lazar the Mila Masechta Shabbos, that says Kol Malacha She'ef Shaloi Lasa Yisam Erev Shabbos. Any malacha, any constructive activity that's one of the lamatas malachas that is possible to do from before Shabbos, then even if let's say that would be a situation that would allow us to override Shabbos, but you could have done them before Shabbos, in the Dechas of Shabbos, then that does not override Shabbos. So that's one premise that he's like. Moreover, V'savala, Rabbi Lazar also held Rabbi Yishmael, which Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar that he says, Ketzirus HaEmer Mitzvah, he says the reaping of the Emer is a mitzvah, which means it's not just a preparatory activity, that it's actually a part, it's actually a mitzvah itself, just like the Haktaras HaEmer. And therefore, it's going to be Deicha Shabbos, like all other activities of Hektish in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not like learn the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas. Bishmol Omer, he says that there's a pasuk that says Becharish Ubekatzah Tishbeitz, which is actually Machlekes had interpreted. Bishmol interprets that pasuk that he says, why are we comparing Charish and Katzir to say it's Asr on Shabbos when every Malacha is Asr on Shabbos? So he says, coming to teach the following Halacha. Macharish Rishos, just like plowing, is always something that's just voluntary. It's one's volition. There's never a mitzvah to plow. And therefore, that's what the Torah is saying is prohibited on Shabbos because it's a Rishos. Of Katzir Rishos. So it's telling you that also the reaping that we say is forbidden to do on Shabbos is also only something that's just voluntary. Yatzah Ketzir HaEmer, that's teaching you, but to exclude the Ketzir HaEmer, Shehi Mitzvah, which actually you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So you see, Rabbi Shmuel holds that Ketzir HaEmer is a mitzvah, and that's why you could do it on Shabbos. Now, because Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Kiva, and this opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that's how he comes to the opinion that he has over here in his Machlekes with Rabbi. Because V'isa Gadaitach Niktzer Shaloi Mitzvah Sekasha, if you would think that, like Rabbi, that even reaping not during its time of its mitzvah, which is at the night of the 16th, is going to be kosher, then Amai Dochi Shabbos, how, if I hold like Rabbi Kiva, that it says something that could be done from before Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos, and I hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that it is a mitzvah, and therefore, like Rabbi Shmuel says clearly that you could do it on Shabbos, but then why does it override Shabbos if you could also do it not during its mitzvah time? Niktzeri Merev Shabbos, it should have to be reaped before Shabbos because, again, he holds like Rabbi Kiva, that whatever you could do from before Shabbos, it doesn't override Shabbos. Element the Dachi Shabbos, rather than the fact that I hold like Rabbi Shmuel that there's Yatzik Ketzirus HaEmer, which is a mitzvah that it's Dachi Shabbos, Shema Mino, obviously you can infer because Nitzah Shleikim Mitzvah is a puzzle. Because if one would reap it not during its time of its mitzvah, it's going to be puzzle. And therefore, the mitzvah has to be right after the first day of Yom Tov. So even if it's Shabbos, you could, if let's say if Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos on Friday, and then Matzah Yom Tov in the first day of Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that Rabbi Shmuel says, yes, you can do it on Friday night. Why? Well, can't you do it from before? No, because if you do the Ketzir Shleikim Mitzvah, it's going to be puzzle. That's why also he says regarding the mitzvah of doing it at nighttime, since the mitzvah is at nighttime and not during the daytime, if one would do it on the following day, on the 16th of Nisan during the daytime, it would be possible. And that's why, that's exactly like his opinion that we quote in his Machlekes with Rebbe. Now, however, okay, we understand Rebbe Lazar B'Shimon, but ask the Gemara, if Rebbe loved Tamid the Rebbe Shimon, who? Is Rebbe not the student of Rebbe Shimon? Why didn't he hear from Rebbe Shimon, who held like Rebbe Kiva, that whatever is possible to do from Erev Shabbos does not override Shabbos, and then he should have had the same inference that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon had, and therefore he also should hold that it should be puzzled during the daytime, because how could you say like Rabbi Shmuel's opinion? How could you say it's Deicha Shabbos? If it's Deicha Shabbos, obviously it's because you can't do it from Erev Shabbos, and you can't do it from Erev Shabbos, and you should be able to then you should be able to do it on Shabbos, and then you could also only do it at nighttime. How does Rabbi say it's Kasha Bayim? Because Vatanya learned the Braisa said that he also was a student of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rebbe, he says, Kishayinu lemeidim Tyre Eitzel Reb Shimon b'Tekaya. When we were learning Tyre by Reb Shimon, so you see Rebbe, who learned by Reb Shimon in this place, Tekaya, Hayinu malanai shemen valuntas. We would bring for him oil and a garment to wipe himself like a towel. mechatzel legag from a courtyard to a roof, or megag lekarfa from one a roof to an enclosed area, mekarfa lekarfa ach, and then from one closed area to another one, achon magiim, until we would already bring his towel and his oil, lemayin shana reichetzim by to the spring where we would bathe over there. Now, this is because Reb Shimon goes according to his reasoning mentioned in Erev and of Petesim at Aleph, that although one's not allowed to carry on Shabbos, but however, the areas of roofs, courtyards, and karfifas all have a halacha as one rishus for all the vessels that are in there that had been there from before Shabbos, and therefore that's permitted to be carried. But one thing is that we see that he's a student of Reb Shimon, and then therefore he should also be limited to the concept of Rebbe Kiva, who is the Rebbe of Reb Shimon, which he would have had the same tradition. And then if you could do it from before Shabbos, then obviously, if you're not doing it from before Shabbos and it's Deicha Shabbos, obviously because it's not kosher shleib b'mokam mitzvah. So how does he say it's kosher b'yam? Says the Gemara, "Savalakidich Reb Shimon," because he holds like the other halacha of Reb Shimon that was quoted. And yes, he's a student of Reb Shimon. He's going based on that opinion. The Talmud learned the price. On Reb Shimon, he says, "Bayirei kamachaviv mitzvah b'shaita." Come and see how dear is a mitzvah in its ideal time, which therefore, even though it is kosher from Erev Shabbos, because Rebbe holds that you don't need to do it bizmano, not like a blessed Reb Shimon, still, they did it in its time, and it was overriding Shabbos. As he's going to prove, that you find that stuff that could be done at a different time, still, it's so ideal to do it in its appropriate time, that even allows us to be Deicha Shabbos. Now, although regarding circumcision, which that's where the halacha of Rebbe Kiva was said, and where Rebbe Elazar Shimon is basing on, that any malacha that could be done from Erev Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos, that Rebbe holds, that's for example like bringing the circumcision knife, where that doesn't have a set time, that you could do from before Shabbos. So therefore, yeah, that's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. But something that has a set time, that would be Deicha Shabbos, even though it could be done from before Shabbos. So it doesn't prove us that it's not kosher by Yom, that if you do Shlevim Mitzlase, it's not going to be kosher, and therefore you can't do it every Shabbos. No, you can do it every Shabbos. Still, we're allowed to do it on Shabbos in its appropriate time, when the Ketzir Zayim is supposed to be at night time to be Deicha Shabbos. How do you know this? Sharei Hekter Chelavim Veivarm. Because the burning of the fats and the limbs of Karbanos, Kshem Kala Laila, as we mentioned before, that could be done the whole entire night. But still, they wouldn't wait when they would bring the limbs of Karban Taman and Musaf of Shabbos. They wouldn't wait at Shetekshach. They wouldn't wait till it gets dark, till it's Matzah Shabbos, till you can do Malacha. They would do it on Shabbos itself. So obviously you see that you overwrite Shabbos because of the dear, the cherish that we have to do a mitzvah in this appropriate time. And therefore, Ketzir Simon was the same thing. But there's no proof, says Rabbi, to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, that he wants to build this whole idea that it has to be done bizmanly, because or else, what are you going to do if Rabbi Kiva says, oh, well, you can do it before Shabbos, and you can't do it on Shabbos? No. Something that doesn't have a set time, you can do it before Shabbos, then you can't do it on Shabbos. Something that has a set time, then you can even do it on Shabbos. Now, I'm not thinking about continuing on the base and ask, wait, so then Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Loishmile, even he didn't hear this teaching that of from his father's Rebbe that the mitzvah b'shaita is chaviv? What do I mean? He obviously heard that concept too. Ella, obviously he heard it, but still he said you can't learn out from there. Why? Because Shani Hassam, there by the limbs of a carbon is different. Because, yeah, there, although you could do it Matzah Shabbos, it's going to override the fact of doing Malacha on Shabbos because of the ideal of doing a mitzvah in this appropriate time that you have right then, because Shari Dach Seshchit Es HaShabbos. Because even before the burning of the limbs, you already overrode Shabbos because of the slaughtering of the carbon, which you can't do from before Shabbos. You have to do it on that day when you're sacrificing it. So since it was already overridden, the halachas of Shabbos because of the slaughtering of the carbon, so then already will continue and conclude to override it for the burning of the limbs. But regarding the Eimer, when you cannot say that idea, because at the time of the Ketzirah Eimer, we didn't override Shabbos yet. So although, yes, tomorrow we're going to override Shabbos for the Haktaras Eimer, but at the time of the Ketzirah, there was nothing that was being nitche yet. And therefore, if not for the fact that you cannot do it from before Shabbos, it would not be Deicha Shabbos because of the Chavivus HaMitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara is back to the question, the Rebbe Hachanami. You could ask the same question. Why does he learn from there? There it's different because Dach Seshchita Es HaShabbos. Yeah, but Haktar Se Murim, that you could do because we're already Deicha Shabbos for the Shechita, so then we'll continue being Deicha. But the Ketzir, how are you going to prove that idea that you could be Deicha Shabbos because Chavivus HaMitzvah B'Shaita? Tell the Rabbi, the Gemara concludes, you're right, we must say that to answer the question, Ksava Rabbi, Ktsiris Haimer, Loi Dachi Shabbos, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Yes, he's like his Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, like his Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva, which is something that can be done from before Shabbos, is not going to be Dachi Shabbos. So, if it can be done from before Shabbos, obviously, because he holds you can do it during the daytime, so you don't say that it has to be done only Bezmana, so then why is it Dachi Shabbos? He says, you're right, it's not Dachi Shabbos. And actually, one cannot do it if it falls out on Friday night. You would have to do it from before Shabbos. That is the Gemara V'loi. What, Rebbe doesn't hold that the Ketzir Saim is Deicha Shabbos? But Ratznan, we learned the Mishnah earlier on the Samach Yimel Mabeis, which all these quotes of these Mishnahs are all asking the same idea on Rebbe. The Mishnah says, clearly, B'chachamim, the sages say, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Chol, whether it's a Shabbos or weekday, when they would do the Ketzir Saimer, Mishalash Hayaba, it would come from three saw of barley. So you see that they would do Ketzir on Shabbos. So it's going to like Rebbe. That Mishnah, not like Rebbe. But that Mishnah also says, the sages say, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Chol, whether it's being done on Shabbos or during the weekday, it would be done B'shleisha, three people would do the reaping, B'shalash Kupish with three baskets, B'shalash Magalish on three sickles. So you see it was done on Shabbos. So the Gemara don't like Rebbe, it's not like Rebbe. But then the Gemara says a Mishnah Samachem at Aleph that says, Ubishabbos, and if it was being done on Shabbos, Yoimelami, he would tell them, Shabbos do, I should do it on this Shabbos. So you see, he would do the Ketir Sayyim on Shabbos. So the Gemara, the like Rebbe, that those are all not like Rebbe. Rebbe holds you, it's not Deicha Shabbos. But the Gemara still asks, our Mishnah said, Niktzu Bayim Kasha. If it was reaped during the daytime, it's Kasha. And the Mishnah concluded and says, Vedeicha Shabbos. And these activities override the Isra of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Man Shama Leidam Aniktzabayim Kasher. Who is the one that says that if it's reaped during the daytime, B'diyev, it's going to be Kasher? That's Rabbi, as we said earlier, that if it became Tameh, he says, okay, you'll bring another one in its place and reap it today, in contrast to Blas Rebbe Shimon. So the Tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi. And yet, V'gertani V'deichas HaShabbos, that Mishnah says that the activities of the Omer overrides the fact of doing Malach on Shabbos. My love, Katsira, isn't it talking about the reaping of the Omer? Says the Gemara, Loi, no, lahakrav, it means regarding the burning of the Omer on the Mizbech. Aval Ketzira Loi, but for the reaping not. Because since, yes, like Rabbi Kiva, that can be done from Erev Shabbos, it's not Deicha Shabbos. The burning of the Omer has to be done on the 6th of Nisan. But the Ketzira, just like he says it can be done during the daytime, so too it can be done from before Shabbos, and actually it's not going to override Shabbos. But the Gemara still asks, what Tanya, what in the Braisa, that Rabbi Omer, he says, the Pasuk says in Meyikra, V'idabri Moshe's Mayadi Hashem, that Moshe spoke about the holidays of Hashem. What's this pasuk teaching? What do you mean? All the Yom Tovim already said earlier, and Moshe Rabbeinu said them. So what's this pasuk telling us that Moshe said the Mayad Hashem? Says Rabbi, Lefishalei Lamanu, El Latamad Pasach. There's a certain halacha that we only had learned regarding the halacha of the Karban Tamed, the daily sacrifice, and the Karban Pasach. Shenem Abhen, because by them it says the word B'mayadoi, in its designated time, which teaches us, B'meyadu, you're going to always bring these karbanos in their designated time, V'afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos, B'meyadu v'afilu b'tumah, in its designated time, even if there's tumah in the Jewish people. Now, the shar karbanos, atzei b'menayin, so that's what the question is, but regarding the other public karbanos, how do you know it's even on Shabbos and even in the state of tumah? Tam alem, that's what the pasuk teaches, Eila tasul Hashem b'meyadechem, these should be done for Hashem in your designated times, which is even if it's Shabbos. Now, this pasuk is in Parashas Pinchas, it says regarding the Musafim. Continues, Rebbe, but Benayin L'Rabbis Omer, how do you know to include that the Karban Omer, which is not said within that parasha in Parashas Pinchas, the Hakar Vimei, that which comes with it, which is the there's a lamb that comes with the Karban Omer, or Shti HaLechem Hakar V'Iman, and how do you know regarding the two breads that come in Shavuos with the Kivsi Atzeres that come with them, how do you know that they're also going to be brought even on Shabbos, or in the state of Tumah? That's what the pasuk is teaching that we started off with. V'idaber Moshe's Me'ad Hashem, that Moshe spoke about the Yom Tovim of Hashem. Now in that parasha, in Parashas Emor, that's where it says the Omer Nishtei HaLechem. So what does it mean, Moyadei? HaKosav Kavah Moyad L'Kulan. The pasuk is establishing a Moyad, a designated time for all of them, even if it's Shabbos, even if it's Tumah, you're going to go ahead and bring these Karbanos Tzibur. Now, Lamai, what is this talking about? When we're saying that you could bring the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem even on Shabbos. This is where the Gemara concludes the question. If you think it's talking about sacrificing, but Shtei HaLechem b'nei HaKrabbeinu, when it's saying that you can do the Shtei HaLechem on Shabbos, is that sacrificed? Shtei HaLechem not burnt on the Mizbech, they're eaten by the Kehanim. Rather, it's obvious, it's tumat letchina, varkada. What are the malachas you could do for Shtei HaLechem on Shabbos? You could grind it, you could sift it, even though that could be done from before Shabbos. With the Kavasa Gabi Omer, and the same thing would apply to the Mincha Sa Omer. Lekitzira, that the equivalent, what we're saying, you could do by Shtei Lechem, you could do by the Yermit, they could do the reaping. Vekadach is the Shabbos, and you see the Rebbe holds it's Deicha Shabbos, which contradicts what we said before, that he says, to answer the question we had before, that he holds that it's not Deicha Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, no. Elo Eimer Lahakrava. No, this that we're saying, that the Shtei Lechem and the Eimer also could be done on Shabbos, is talking about for the sacrificing, which, yes, that cannot be done from before Shabbos, has to be done on the 16th of Nisan, even if it falls on Shabbos. And what are we saying the Malachi can do for the two breads of Shavuos? That's la'afiyah, that's for the baking. Why? Why can't you bake it from before Shabbos? Because v'ksav Rebbe Tana Mekadosh, Rebbe holds that the oven is what sanctifies the Shtei Lechem. And the e'afalam etmal, if you bake it from yesterday, from before Shabbos, if salei belina, it's going to be invalidated from being left over. Any carbon, including the Shtei Lechem, that was sanctified in this leftover night, becomes invalidated, and that's what has to be done on Shabbos. But really, yes, like we said before, anything that can be done from before Shabbos, including the Ketzira Seimer, according to Rebbe, cannot be done on Shabbos. Now, this answer that we said that, oh, what Rebbe's saying when he talks about the Shtei Lechem is only the baking because the oven sanctifies it. Ask the Gemara B'Savar, Rebbe Ten Makadosh, does Rebbe really hold that's the oven that when you bake it that sanctifies the Shtei Lechem? But V'Tanya, learn the Brisa that says, Kivsi Atzeres, the two lambs that come on Shavuos together with the Shtei Lechem, Ein Mekachin Es Lechem, they don't sanctify the breads, Ela B'Shchita, only when it's slaughtered, meaning the fact that they're brought together, when does the carbon of the kibbutz et cetera sanctify the breads, when you slaughter the animals, which clearly contradicts what we said before, because this is, as we're going to quote at the end, is the opinion of the Rebbe, and obviously we see it's not the baking of the breads that sanctifies it, but rather it's the slaughtering of the kibbutz et cetera. As he explains, Kate said, how so? Shachtan lishman, vizark daman lishman. If let's say the kibbutz et cetera, the two lambs that were brought in Shavuos, were slaughtered for the sake of being these carbonas, and their blood was thrown for the sake, meaning it was done appropriately. Zenki, the shalechem. Then that carbon of the kibbutz et cetera sanctifies the breads that come with it. But let's say shachtan shaloi lishman, was slaughtered not for its namesake, vizark daman shaloi lishman, and its blood was thrown not for its namesake, which invalidates it, so liki the shalechem. Then the bread does not become sanctified. Let's say shachtan lishman. Let's say when it was slaughtered, it was done l'shem kivsi atzeres. But bezark dam and shalei lishman. When the blood was thrown, then it was on shalei lishman. So then we have halechem kadosh v'ena kadosh. Then the bread is sanctified, but it's not sanctified, which the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph had already explained what this means. That divi Rebbe. So we're talking about this opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he says no la'ilam ena kadosh. The breads are never sanctified. Achayishcha lishman v'yizik dam and lishman. It has to be that it was slaughtered lishman and thrown the blood lishman. Not like Rebbe who says it's like this halfway kadosh v'ena kadosh. But one thing we see is that the opinion of Rebbe says that the bread's not sanctified in the oven. It's only sanctified later on when we slaughter the kibbutz atzeres. So that refutes the interpretation we gave for the previous brace of Rebbe to resolve the answer we've given before that Rebbe holds it's not Deicha Shabbos by the Ketzira Seimer. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, it's not difficult, this last braisa. Because hukvu hu v'loy hukvu kamar. It's not hukter shu. We're not talking about that the slaughtering of the kibbutz et cetera is what sanctifies the Shtei Halechem. It's rather, it's what establishes it. Meaning, if the kibbutz et cetera was slaughtered l'shma, and the blood was thrown l'shma, so then the breads become hukvu, not hukter shu. They become established and paired for these lambs. And that means to say you cannot switch the breads to use with other lambs. And that was said, if let's say you slaughtered lishma, but you threw the blood shalei lishma, then it's like hukfu, not like huktishu, like hukfu, but regarding, like we're saying, the sanctification happens in the oven, and therefore, as we're concluding, according to Rebbe, yes, the ketzira is not going to be deicha Shabbos, and that goes together with his opinion that he held that it's going to be kasher bayim, because actually it doesn't have to be on the night of the 16th. It could be done from before, and therefore if it falls on Shabbos, you actually do it before, according to Rebbe, because it's not deicha Shabbos. And therefore also, if it wasn't done at nighttime, his opinion is that it's going to be kasher bayim, because it does not have to be at nighttime, and he does not hold, although holds like Rebbe Kiva, does not hold like Rebbe Shmuel, that the mitzvah is to do it on the nighttime, at least in the context of being Deicha Shabbos, he holds it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. Now, Hanalach Rabbi Shmuel, we shall return to you the sixth parak of Masechtas Menachos, parak Rabbi Shmuel, which, as we spoke about, primarily the mitzvah of the Eimer. And with that, we continue into the seventh parak, parak Elu Menachos Nikmatzis. Now, something important about this parak, which is from this parak until parak Shtei Halechem, in the handwriting Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, the Shita Mekubetzes, by his margin of his Gemara, which was found in Yerushalayim, says that the Pirush of Rashi, which is found in our printings, from this parak until parak Shtei Halechem, he says, not from Rashi, rather some other commentary, which now those who say it's Rabbeinu Gershom or a student of his, and rather he brings a handwritten commentary from Rashi, which that's the one we're going to utilize for the interpretation of these parakim. So the perek begins, continuing the theme of the halachas of menachas. The perek says, ve'ela menachas nikmatzis, the following menachas, flower offerings, they have a kmitza done with it, which is a fistful, which is burnt on the mizbeach, v'shireihem lekahanim, and its leftovers are eaten by the kahanim. They are minchas ha'seilis, which is the flower offering, which the kmitza is done when it's still dough, in contrast to the other flower offerings, which are done when it was already baked. V'amachvas, and the shallow pan mincha, which is fried in the shallow pan, v'amarcheshes, and that of the deep fried pan of the flour offering, and the two types of minchas mafe, the two types of baked, which are v'achalas v'rikikin, the chalas, which and although they're both matzah, but one's chala and one is like a wafer type, which this is after they're baked, then they are crumbled and they're put back into like a flour type of a state, and that's how they do the kmitza, and all these are written in Sefer V'yikra. Now, by the minchas ha'seilis, it says you do the activity of kmitza. Now, by the others, it says that there's naskara, a remembrance that's done in front of Hashem, and naskara is referring to the kmitza, and that's how we know that these all have kmitza. Minchas abdi kichavim, a flour offering brought by a non-Jew, minchas nashim, flour offering brought by women, minchas ha'imer, the imer flour offering, where there it says askara, as is brought in Teres Kainim, that says over here askara remembrance. It says by the minchas ha'seilis that is naskara. Just like over there, it's a fistful, like we learned the kamitza, also over here where it says askara, it's also going to be a fistful. Minchas chayte, a sinner's flour offering, a minchas kanayis, that by the suspected adulteress, when they bring that flour offering, by both the last two, it says that you do a kamitza. Now, Shimon Aimer, he says, Michas chaytis shel kaihanim nikmetzes. When a kohen brings his flour offering, if he had committed a sin and he's poor, very poor, and he brings a flour offering, there's a fistful that's taken off of it. Now, although by a kohen, his mincha is totally burned on the mizbeach, but still you do a kmitza. V'kayim it's karv la'atzmai, the fistful is burned by itself. V'shirayim krev la'atzmai, and the leftovers are not eaten by the kohanim, but it's burned also by itself on the mizbeach. Which the Gemara is going to explain the reason for his opinion. However, in contrast, the Tanna Kama holds that no, you, by Michas Kanim, you don't need to do Kemitza. Rather, you just burn the whole thing as it is on the Mizbeach. Now, Amar Papa says, Kalecha Ditznan, wherever we learn in Masechtas Menachas, Eser Tznan. That is, when we have Menachas that have the same halacha, it's always a list of 10 of types of Menachas like we have in our Mishnah. So the Gemara is, Maika Mashman, what's he teaching us? Lafukim Reb Shimon. He's coming to exclude from the opinion of Reb Shimon, who, according to him, is actually going to be another Mincha. Where, and therefore, according to him, it's going to be 11 menachas, with this that he validates by the michas mafe, by the baked menachas, where he has actually three computations, not just two. Because the Amar, he says, mechtza chalza mechtza rikikin yavi, you could actually bring not just 10 of chalos or 10 of rikikin, it says you could bring 5 of chalos or 5 of rikikin. So that's another type, because we see chalos is considered as one, rikikin is one. According to him, you would have half of chalos, half of rikikin. That's what he's teaching us in our Mishnahs. We're teaching not like Reb Shimon, that actually is only a list of 10 and not of 11, because you can't bring half of Chalas and half of Rikikin. Now the Mishnah said that B'shirayim l'kahanim, it's leftovers eaten by the kahanim. Says Gemara Menolam, where do we know this, that the leftovers eaten by the kahanim? To which the Gemara asked back, where do we know this from? What do you mean? The Chsiva, those that it has written by them, those Menachas that says V'anayseres me'menu yoichlu, that the leftovers eaten by the kahanim. So Chsiva, it says explicitly by them. And even though the like Chsiva, and even by those Menachas which it doesn't say by them explicitly that the kahanim eat the leftovers, we learn that from the Pasig, which includes all Menachas in Parashat Tzav. The Chsiva, it says over there, V'zayis teres ha'mincha, this is the law of the flour offering. Hakar v'isim in the Aaron v'gaymer, that the sons of Aaron have to go out and sacrifice it. V'gaymer, etc. It says, V'anayseres me'menu yoichlu Aaron avanim, and the leftovers are eaten by Aaron and his sons. So what's the question? So says the Gemara, you're right. Ba'achitin leikim b'ilam. If the flour offering is coming from wheat, so that we have no question, because yes, that pasuk which includes all menachas from Zayis Teres HaMincha, generally flour offerings are brought from wheat. So therefore, that pasuk would be talking about those menachas that come from wheat. And of course, that's how we know that the leftovers eaten by the kahana. Kikim b'ilam ba'asarin. Our question was regarding a flour offering that comes from barley. Says the Gemara, Basari Nami, even those that come from barley, midinikmetzes, from the fact that there's a fistful taken off, obviously, Shireli Kahanim. Obviously, the leftovers are eaten by the Kahanim, because if not, then why are we doing a Kemitza? Just burn the whole thing straight away on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, now, Libid Rabbanu Likami Boilin. You're right, according to the Pindar Rabbanu, we never had a question. Kikim Boilin and Libid Rabbi Shimon. Our whole question was according to Rabbi Shimon. The Amma that he says, as we said in the Mishnah, he holds Ikka Mincha Dimikamtsev Limisachli, holds there are flour offerings that we do a Kemitza and the leftovers are not eaten. Did not like learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, he says, Minchas Chayte Shel Kahanim Nikmetzes, the sin flour offering of the Kahanim, you do a Kemitza. Hakomitz Kerv Ba'atzmai, the fistful is burned by itself. Vasharam Krev Ma'atzmai, and the leftover is also burned by itself. So from the fact that we do a kmitza on the barley offering is not an indicator necessarily that the leftovers are eaten. According to Rabban, yes, because we never find such an exception. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that we do find, so how do you know by a barley offering that the leftovers eaten by the Kehanim, that general pasuk would be talking about wheat ones and not by barley ones. So Menalam, how do we know this? So Mechizki says, because the Amakra, the pasuk says, V'yikra, V'chol mincha belulav Hashem v'chareva. Every flour offering that's mixed with oil, or that's dry, that's not mixed with oil, l'chol b'nei Arantia, to all the sons of Aaron should be. Now, if this pasuk is not teaching us anything regarding the mixed oil flour offerings of wheat, because as we said, we already know that from the pasuk, b'zoyis teres ha-mincha, so t'neyu inyin l'belulav shalsarim, so it's teaching us regarding the mixed flour offerings of barley, that you have to do meaning that the leftovers are eaten to the sons of Aaron, like it says l'chol b'nei Aaron tia, and v'meina in l'chariv shalchidin, and the other part of the pasuk, if it's not teaching us anything regarding the dry flour offerings of wheat, that it goes to the sons of Aaron to eat, t'nei in l'chariv shalchidin, that's how we learn that the source that it's teaching for regarding the dry flour offerings of barley, that it's also eaten by the sons of Aaron.